This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As today we continue with our study, Thy Word is Truth, which was stated by Jesus in John 17, verse 17. And at the close of our study last time, we were on the point, the 6th point in our study, that it is false to say of truth that it can be rightly regarded as true by one person and false by another. I suppose that one of the most flagrant errors made in the religious world today is the idea that two men can contradict one another in religious matters and yet both be correct. For instance, I had noted last time that sometimes we hear one man say that it is false to say that Jesus was born of a virgin, and another man will insist that it's true that Jesus was born of a virgin. And then a third man will say, well, they're both equally right. In other words, it doesn't matter whether one is saying it is false or one is saying it is true. You're right either way you say it. But of course, that is quite obviously false. It is false to say that Jones is both in the house and out of the house at one and the same time. Even very small children know that that is simply not true. Just so it is, as we read in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, there is one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one hope, one faith, one baptism, and one body. Now, it is not the same thing to say that there are no bodies or many bodies as it is to say there is one body. It is not the same thing to say that there are many gods or no gods as it is to say there is one God. When the Bible teaches there is one Lord Jesus Christ, that is, one Savior, it is true, it is right to say, there is one Savior. Jesus Christ is the one and only Savior. And it is false to say that which is obviously in contradiction to that, to say there are many Saviors and one's as good as another, or else to say there is none at all. And so it is just the case that to say that there are many faiths and one is as good as another is not the same thing as to say there is one faith and nothing else will do as well. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he further said, as we based our text upon in this series of studies, Thy word is truth. Not something else will be just as good, but the gospel of Jesus Christ is the one and only message by which man can be saved. And so the 6th point in our study is simply this. It is false to say of truth that it can be rightly regarded as true by one person and false by another. It cannot. Whatever is true, and what differs from it, what contradicts it, is false. Now, in the 7th place, we point out that truth is authoritative. By that we mean that we must have Bible authority for what we do in religion. Again, it is a common error made by many people to hold that there is no necessity of having Bible authority for what one does in religion. And yet when you notice that David, a man who was such a good man in the basic elements of his life, that he is described as being a man after God's own heart, yet when instead of moving the Ark of the Covenant, as we find the record in 1 Chronicles chapter 15 in the Old Testament, in the way that God had told him to move it, that is, by staves being put through the rings on each corner of the ark and being carried on the shoulders of the Levites, he made a new cart and had it transported on that. And you recall the results of that were that Uzzah, when he touched the ark to keep it from falling, was struck dead by God. This was the case simply because he was not one of the persons who had been authorized to touch the ark in the moving of it. In the same way that Nadab and Abihu, according to Leviticus chapter 10, offered unto God strange fire which he had not commanded them, and God sent forth fire from heaven and devoured them in a moment. And so you see, men do not have the right to do what they choose in religion, but only what the Bible authorizes in religion. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you have been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study, God's Word is Truth.